Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. ARM announced the Immortalis G715 GPU design, its first mobile GPU to support hardware-based ray tracing. It's designed to use 10 to 16 GPU cores, offering a 15% performance boost on previous Mali GPUs. It's expected in flagship phones by 2023. Back in January, Samsung announced its upcoming Exynos 2200 SoC, based on AMD's RDNA 2 architecture, would support hardware ray tracing as well. The India Computer Emergency Response Team announced it will extend enforcement of new rules that will require cloud, virtual private server, and VPN providers to store customer names, IP addresses, email addresses, and financial transactions. The rules were set to go into effect on July 4th, but now delayed until September 25th to give additional time for compliance from the industry. The World Wide Web Consortium, or W3C, announced it will become a public interest nonprofit organization at the start of 2023. W3C operated on a hosted model previously, partnering with MIT in the U.S., Keio University in Japan, ERCIM in France, and Beihang University in China on administration and employment. Its core mission to develop open web standards will remain the same. Snap began offering a $3.99 subscription called Snapchat Plus, offering exclusive and early access features. Currently, it lets you change the app icon, see who's rewatched stories, and pin a friend to the top of your chat history. Snap does not expect this to be a material new revenue source and expects ads will remain the core of our business model. Meta began testing a redesign of Facebook Groups. This design uses a purple motif, offers a left-aligned sidebar, and a channels list within the group. Channels can be text, audio rooms, or feed rooms where people can post and comment on links. The changes will become publicly available in the coming months. Sony launched a gaming hardware brand called InZone, offering headphones and monitors designed to match the PS5's white and black aesthetic. This includes two 27-inch monitors at launch, an $899 144Hz 4K M9, and the $529 240Hz 1080p M3, both coming out this summer. Sony also launched the H9 and H7 wireless headsets and the wired H3, available for pre-order now for $299, $229, and $100 respectively. Pinterest co-founder and CEO Ben Silberman will step down from the role and transition to executive chairman of the board. The company named Google President of Commerce Bill Ready as new CEO. Waymo Via and J.B. Hunt Transport Services announced another test of Class 8 autonomous trucks to deliver home goods from Wayfair along Interstate 45 between facilities in Houston and Dallas, Texas. The test will take place in a six-week period in July and August this year. Each truck will have a human safety driver and a software engineer on board. Walmart intends to acquire the AR startup Mamami in an undisclosed deal. The company partnered with Walmart since 2019 on eyewear virtual try-on experiences, enabling digital measurements in-store. Samsung Display acquired the German foldable OLED company Sonora in a deal worth $300 million. Bloomberg sources say Samsung acquired Sonora's intellectual property and technology, but the company terminated its workforce ahead of the transaction. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr shared a letter sent to CEOs at Alphabet and Google alleging that TikTok functions as a sophisticated surveillance tool and does not comply with App Store policies of either company. Carr asked each company to provide statements why the app was allowed to remain by July 8th. U.S. District Judge William Orrick in San Francisco ruled that former Uber Chief Security Officer Joseph Sullivan will face wire fraud charges over an alleged role in trying to cover up a 2016 cyber attack that leaked information on millions of drivers. Prosecutors allege Sullivan agreed to pay the attackers $100,000 in Bitcoin and signed non-disclosure agreements saying they did not steal the data. Uber settled claims by all 50 U.S. states regarding the data leak in 2018 for $148 million. Nothing confirmed to Input that its upcoming Phone 1 will use Qualcomm's Snapdragon 778G Plus SoC, customized to offer wireless charging and reverse wireless charging. Founder Carl Pei said the decision to use a mid-range chip came down to performance, power consumption, and cost. Later this month, Microsoft will update its Collections feature in Edge to support adding images and videos. Collections will also add sharing and collaboration features and start displaying an inspiration feed of recommended content. Sony announced the first 1-inch smartphone camera sensor, the 50-megapixel IMX989. Some Sony smartphones have included a 1-inch sensor before, but these were cropped versions of sensors designed for regular digital cameras. The sensor will debut in the upcoming Xiaomi 12S Ultra next month. Nikon announced a new APS-C mirrorless camera aimed at vloggers, the Z30. This uses a 20.9-megapixel sensor, offers a flip-out display, and can record 4K 30-frame-per-second video using the entire width of the sensor for up to 125 minutes. It ships in mid-July for $710 for the body or $850 with a kit lens. And finally, the virtual tabletop suite Roll20 announced a partnership with the Dungeon Masters Guild to let its creators sell modules and add-ons for Roll20 content. The Dungeon Master Guild itself is a partnership with D&D publisher Wizards of the Coast and the online storefront group One Bookshelf that lets fans sell content from D&D settings. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.